Oh, you don't want to find out what I do if you do.
That's marvelous. Your system must work well.
No, I've got a very hard-headed young person who does exactly as it pleases.
Okay, well, let's...
But she pleases within such narrow limits.
Well, children become adults quickly, you might say they, what, in a hurry?
They grow up in a hurry.
Okay. Or they, it seems like now here he is going off to college.
He's grown up overnight.
Okay. Or not used to be. Well, he what, in a hurry. Before I knew it.
He was grown. That's still not what you wanted.
No.
Since he got grown, you found this or that.
You could use the same form. If you were just using it in the regular past tense.
Grew?
Yeah.
Oh, you wanted me to say group. Well, why didn't you say so?
Well, I should have. What would you call a child born out of wedlock?
Generally, I would call him an illegitimate child.
That would be a polite expression, too.
That would have been the expression I was brought up with. I have heard my grandmother speak of some child born out of wedlock as a woods colt.
Oh, really? I hadn't heard that. And that would be a euphemism, too, I think.
Probably. And I would be well aware of, and in sociological or scientific terminology, I would speak of him as a bastard.
Mm-hmm. But that would be a more...
That would be a sort of technical term.
Yeah. Do you know any humor? Well, I guess that your grandmother's term would classify as a humorous expression.
Probably,
but did
so.
She use it that way?
I don't know.
No.
She used it as a euphemistic expression,
yes,
I think.
Yes, that's what I thought. And a child who has no parents is a...
He's an orphan.
And so he would be raised by a...
Foster parents.
Or, what are the words for that? He would have a... His report card will go either to his parents
to
or
his guardian.
Okay. Need that rejected. And let's see. One's immediate family is... You refer to as...
Your family or your folks.
And your extended family.
Your folks or your relatives.
Okay.
Or your kinfolks.
Okay. And you might say, if you want to say that he's not related to her, and you say that he is.
He's not kin to her.
Okay. And a person...
Oh, they aren't any kin.
Okay, yeah. And a person who's from another country...
He's a foreigner.
How is that different from a stranger?
A stranger is anybody you don't know, and a foreigner is from out of this country.
And the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
And George Washington's wife?
Martha.
And the girl in Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Nellie.
And the first book of the New Testament?
St. Matthew.
Okay. And the wife of Mr. Cooper, you address as?
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. And in conversation, you might say, well,
quickly would be Miss Cooper.
Okay.